Australia's new Environment Minister is Greg Hunt. He'll be at the spearhead of the plans to abolish the carbon tax and implement the new direct action policy. Greg Hunt spoke to me a short time ago. Greg Hunt, the carbon tax, first of all, how are you going to abolish that under this current circumstances?
Well, we've already given instructions to the department to begin the process of drafting repeal legislation. That will be the first legislative item of the new parliament. We made that known before the election. On day one after the election, Mr. Abbott gave that instruction to the public service, and we will begin briefings on that tomorrow morning.
Realistically, is it going to happen, given the makeup of the House and the Senate?
Well, it should happen. My belief is that it will happen, and there is no excuse for the ALP to ignore what has been an overwhelming election victory in which this was a central, fundamental question.
Isn't it? It's been pointed out that in 2007 they had a mandate for climate change legislation which was opposed by the Liberal Party. Why should they behave differently to the way you behaved then?
Well, with great respect, in 2007, on the central questions of the election, being work choices, Kyoto, the apology, we accepted the verdict, we accepted the will of the people. We then found that on this particular topic, the ALP went far in advance of the one paragraph they had in their election manifesto at that stage. But let's be clear, on the central outcome, we accepted the verdict of the people. On the central issue of this election, two things matter. Firstly, the ALP should accept the will of the people. Secondly, 2 days before the election, Mr. Abbott made it crystal clear that we would accept their mandate if they were successful vary the carbon tax,
but we would expect that they would accept
our mandate to abolish it.
It seems quite likely that they will try to block you. What happens then?
Well, we will keep going until such time as the carbon tax is repealed. We have been express and clear, and we will not stop. But it would be an extraordinary thumbing of the nose at the Australian people if the ALP were to ignore the will of the people, were to ignore the result of the election, and were to stand by a position which, prior to the last election, they said they would never do, never undertake.
Realistically, are you not likely to be negotiating with a new Senate from July, and that will be a completely different set of equations?
Well, we're not waiting for the new Senate. We expect this to be done immediately. It's a reasonable, legitimate item. It was a central question. It was set out as our fundamental issue in the final week of the campaign, as well as in the first week of the campaign, as well as over the last 2.5 years.
Will you meet the 5% by 2020 target?
Yes, we will.
Because there was some doubt about that during the election. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you'd have to shift the goalposts.
No, there's no shifting. We have committed to the target. We accept the science. We agree on those two measures. We disagree on the carbon tax because it's an electricity and gas tax. That means it fundamentally doesn't do its work. And that's why the previous government's own modelling showed that despite electricity prices being driven up, our overall emissions go from 560 to 637 million tonnes under the carbon tax. In short, it increases prices, but it doesn't do its job, and that's why we'll get rid of it.
Where will the 15,000-strong Green Army come from?
Well, that's a separate item in the budget. We've allocated $300 million, and it will start with young Australians working in the field in teams of 10.
Who will they
it's
be?
It's work experience.
Where will you recruit them from?
Well, they'll come from a variety of sources. They could be school leavers, those taking a gap year. They could be people who are unemployed or longer-term unemployed. They may be those who've just finished a job. So it's young Australians, 17 to 24, teams of 10, 9 trainees on a training wage, a coordinator on a salary, and they will work with groups such as Conservation Volunteers Australia and Greening Australia on practical local projects such as mangrove rehabilitation, riparian recovery,
Very briefly, when does that really get going? Very briefly.
1st of July 2014.
Greg Hunt, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Mark.